For years, Fresno officials have been in an odd spot. The state purchased hundreds of acres of undeveloped land on the San Joaquin River just on the edge of the city. The land is destined to be a public park, essentially. It would bring much-needed green space to a city that is near the bottom of national rankings for park access, and it would fill a big missing link in the San Joaquin River Parkway. The problem, though, has been getting access and finding the money to operate and maintain the property. In recent months, the first problem appears to be resolved, and now a Valley lawmaker has an idea on fixing the second one. Here to tell us more is the Fresno Bee's Mark Warzowski, who's recently written about this. Mark, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, Joe. Good to be here.
So we're talking about the River Parkway, land on the river bottom of the San Joaquin River, just north of the boundary of the city of Fresno. River West specifically is about 500 acres of that land that's owned by the state. So the state owns it. What's the deal? Why is the public not there already, or at least officially?
Well, I mean, River West has been a difficult puzzle, kind of a labyrinth. I mean, that was land that was purchased for $10 million by the state and Packard Foundation back in 2003. And we went, 14 years without it still sitting out there without any official public access. You know, last fall and winter, we had a little movement. The San Joaquin River Conservancy Board, they finally announced a plan to at least access that area. It was very controversial about where that access road would be from. The board chose a road, probably the more expensive option, and to me it wasn't the best one, but it still was an option that would get people down to the river from the vicinity of Palm and Knees Avenues behind Spano Park.
So we can get access now, but that's only part of the problem.
That's only part of the problem because it's kind of the weakness of the conservancy model of assembling a parkway is that there's bond money used to buy up all these parcels of land from willing sellers. And this is along the 22-mile stretch of river from Friant Dam to Highway 99. There's also other public lands contained in there. Some of it's owned by Fresno County at Lost Lake Park. Some of it's owned by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Some of it's even owned by the Fresno County Office of Education. But forming all those things into one contiguous parkway has been an issue. And then the other issue is operations and maintenance. All this money that's been spent to acquire these parcels of land can't be used, to put a picnic bench on there or a bathroom or ranger patrols or cleaning up, trash, collecting fees. Those are the kind of money it can't be used for those purposes. So that's been kind of the issue that's been plaguing the parkway for a while. Will continue to plague River West until we figure out a solution for that.
So Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula of Fresno now has floated a new idea in the legislature that would involve the state getting even more involved. How would that work?
Well, I mean, the Arambula's bill, which was introduced in the state assembly about a week and a half ago, it would basically essentially extend the boundaries of Millerton Lake State Recreation Area to include the entire envisioned 22-mile parkway all the way to Highway 99. And again, it's not a contiguous piece of land that we own, but the state park would still have, I guess, authority or be over those parcels of land under the terms of the bill. And that would provide, he estimates, it'd be about $5 to $7 million for operations and maintenance for different parkway lands, including River West.
Now, the state parks system has its own problems, but I understand, and I want to talk about that in a minute, but I understand that looking at the state parks map, there's a big gap, relatively speaking, at least when it comes to recreation-type parks in this part of the state.
Oh, yeah, certainly. We're, Millerton Lake is the only state recreation area. It kind of borders Fresno and Madera counties, on the San Joaquin River, obviously. It's amazing to me how many people around here don't realize that Millerton Lake is the San Joaquin River. It's just part of the whole mystery of the river here. But then Kings County, Tulare County, there aren't any state recreation areas there. There are a couple state parks. There's Colonel Allensworth State Park is in southern Tulare County. There's a small little state park, or they call it State Historic Park, outside Oakhurst. But again, those aren't, those are nice places and good to have them there, but they're not places to go hiking, camping, fishing, and the like. And really the closest one other than that is San Luis Reservoir, you know, outside on the west side of the valley, and some of the grasslands complex a little north of there.
So what are the potential drawbacks here? I assume even though the state would have jurisdiction here, funding wouldn't necessarily be assured. The state park system has, in recent years, gone through a lot of turmoil. A parks director was released after a secret slush fund was found
in
Sacramento, and many parks a few years ago were shut down statewide because of a budget crunch. Would this guarantee the money needed to operate this?
I don't know about guarantee. That might be a little strong word, but it definitely provides a framework for that money. But of course, you know, in addition to the, you know, problems you alluded to, you know, then all of a sudden our parkway is kind of at the whims of Sacramento. And if there's a bad budget year and state parks funding gets cut, then in fact that could hurt us. And also, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I frequent Millerton Lake State Park. It's not, they don't have the, you know, the people I think who work there, they mean well and they want to do a good job managing and running the park, but I don't think they're given the resources to really do so. I mean, all you have to do is drive to the South Feingold picnic area, you know, on any weekend, which is the start of the San Joaquin River Trail that ends up all the way in the San Joaquin River Gorge outside Auberry. And that picnic area is routinely closed. You won't see it open. You know, there's other facilities that I think they're underutilized. So no, it's not a great, perfect solution, but it could be something to give us a hand, because right now, in my view, the parkway, we're kind of floundering a little bit to make this happen.
So what's been the reaction since the bill came out and since your column came out? Have you heard specifically first from anybody at City Hall, because they're the sort of 500-pound gorilla in the room?
Well, I don't think City Hall is, I don't know if they have a big issue as far as the state parks taking over. The City Hall is really concerned with the parks that are contiguous to Fresno, which River West is the main one. But there's a lot of lands that are outside of the city limits that really wouldn't have anything to do with the city. That's the problem with this parkway, is that we have a city, we have two counties, and all these private entities, not to mention gravel mining companies. Everybody has a little stake or a little property along the river. So getting everybody to, you know, to row the boat in the same way has been a problem. You know, there are some people, I've talked to some people at the Parkway Trust, the nonprofit Parkway Trust, which I think a lot of people, when they think about the parkway, they think about the Parkway Trust. And some of those people think, yeah, it's a good idea, it'll help us. And then some of those people don't really want the state meddling around in the parkway. But again, you know, I always come back to, well, what kind of a parkway do we have now? We're not doing such a great job on our own of building this parkway. So maybe this can help a little bit. And I'm not going to stop pushing until I can ride my bike all the way from Frye Dam to Highway 99 on a contiguous recreation trail, just like the folks in Sacramento can do, just like the folks in Bakersfield can do, all over Los Angeles and Orange counties and in the Bay Area. I mean, you go to Reno now, soon you'll be able to ride your bike from Reno all the way to the summit, you know, Donner Pass. The trail doesn't go that far now, but it's made a lot of progress in kind of alarmingly little time compared to our parkway, which kind of seems to be stuck in park, is the term that I use.
Before we go, we have just a few minutes left. There's a lot of other sports news. You cover sports, the intersection of business and sports and government in Fresno right now. The Fresno FC Football Club debuts in just a little over a week from now. You have the new owners of the Fresno Grizzlies, and you also have talk about potential future for hockey in Fresno. Is Fresno undergoing a little bit of a sports business moment right now?
It is a little bit. That's you could frame all those under one umbrella. They're kind of different teams, but I know, like, Fresno, I think, has been ripe for professional soccer. I've been kind of pushing that since 2015 after seeing the large crowds that come out for the Liga MX Mexican Pro League games at Chuck Chancey Park, and also the relatively robust attendance for the Fresno Fuego, which is a name people are familiar with, but I don't think most people realize that's an amateur team consisting mostly of college kids on their summer vacations. Fresno FC is a whole different ballgame. There's a professional team. They have a payroll. You know, they maintain the payroll themselves. I believe it's somewhere in $500,000 to $600,000 range. And these are Fresno's players. Although there's an affiliation with the MLS team, the highest level of soccer, the Vancouver Whitecaps are the parent club. They can't call people up and down like like the Fresno Grizzlies, happens to them with the Astros, and before that the Giants. These are Fresno's players. So, you know, and these, and the Fresno FC is paying these players to play here. So
what's different this time? We've heard over the past two decades, 25 years, we've heard a number of business groups come to town, say that they're going to do this with sports. We're going to bring arena football, or we're going to do and a variety of different incarnations of the Grizzlies, AAA. What makes this
FC different? Well, I think soccer is a growing sport, first of all, and there's untapped demographics here in the Valley, right? Fresno State hasn't had a soccer team in, you know, a number of years, probably going more than two decades, and it's just a growing sport, and I think the health of the league is different too, Joe. This USL, 5 years ago, the expansion fee to get a team was $250,000. The owners of Fresno FC had to put up $5 million expansion fee. So that can tell you about the health of the league and how much it's growing. So right now, they're playing at Chuck Chancey Park, which has been widened. They've done you know, the general manager over there, Frank Yallop, he was really concerned about how do I turn a baseball stadium and give it a soccer feel to make the soccer purists happy. And we'll never really completely do that at a baseball stadium, but I think he's done a great job of kind of aligning the field, making it wider than ever before, pushing it closer to the majority of the seats. I guess in this case would be the first baseline. And, you know, whereas the Fuego didn't have the money to remove the pitching mound and to cover up, resod the infield every time they took the field, that's not going to be a problem with Fresno FC. You go out there now, it looks like a soccer field. And when the Grizzlies play and there's overlap there, there's going to have to be a transformation going on with the field.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, any potential tension between those two clubs and how...
I don't think there's potential tension. You know, the Grizzlies are the primary operators of Chuck Chancey Park during the baseball season. And the new ownership group, which I also had a strong first impression of, you know, they were the ones who worked out the deal with Fresno FC to use the stadium. So because that's kind of their role in the stadium. And, you know, everything I've heard is that went really well. And, you know, the new managing general partner of the Grizzlies told me implicitly that we don't view Fresno FC as competitors. You know, we view them as partners. So although they do overlap seasons, you know, I think I'm not so sure the fan base is completely overlap. It might be different people going there, you know, but maybe not. You know, we'll see.
We'll see how it plays out. A lot of exciting news. Mark Warzowski of the Fresno Bee, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. Anytime.